This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Remote teams need this communication fix first. The lesson every remote team keeps refusing to learn. What happened? A company with a remote-first workforce made a deliberate decision to restructure three things at once: its internal culture, how employees communicate across distance, and how staff use AI tools in daily work. Rather than treating these as separate problems, the organization tackled them as one interconnected challenge. This is notable because most companies address each piece in isolation, and most fail as a result. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: you cannot fix remote communication without first fixing the shared language your team uses to work together. Most organizations roll out a new tool or a new policy and call it a culture initiative. They send a Slack message about our new communication norms and wonder why nothing changes. That approach fails because it treats communication like a switch you flip, not a skill you build deliberately over time. What this company appears to have understood is that remote work strips away every ambient signal that holds a team together in person. There is no hallway conversation. There is no reading the room. There is no catching someone's hesitation before a decision gets made. When those signals disappear, your people default to their individual communication habits, and those habits are almost never calibrated for clarity at a distance. The smart move here was bundling AI skills into the communication training. This is not obvious, and most companies miss it entirely. AI tools change how people draft messages, summarize meetings, and respond to colleagues. If you do not teach your team to use those tools with intention, you end up with faster miscommunication. You get polished emails that say nothing. You get meeting summaries that miss the real tension in the room. Speed without clarity is just noise with better formatting. The third piece, culture, is where most remote initiatives collapse before they start. Culture is not a value statement on a website. It is the sum of how people talk to each other when things get hard. If your team does not have clear norms for disagreement, for delivering bad news, for asking for help without sounding incompetent, then no amount of AI training will save you. This company treated culture as the foundation and built communication skills on top of it. That is the right order. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on structured clarity gives you a framework for building communication habits that stick inside teams, not just individual speakers. The core idea is that clarity is a system, not a talent. Some people are naturally clear communicators, but any team can become a clear communicating team if they agree on the structure before the conversation starts. That is what this company figured out. They stopped hoping their people would communicate better and started engineering the conditions where better communication was the only realistic option. The takeaway. This week, before your next team meeting, write down one communication norm your remote team is currently missing. Not a vague aspiration like be more direct. Something specific. We will always state the decision we need at the top of any written request, before any context or background. Share it with your team, explain why it matters, and hold to it for 30 days. One norm, practiced consistently, reshapes a team's default behavior faster than any workshop ever will. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.